As we move forward in the 16th and 17th centuries, we are still seeing a lot of deaths from infections. The reason is because at this point, we don't know what is causing infections. Scientists and physicians started to focus more on how and why in terms of illness during this period of time. One person who did that was a scientist named Antoine van Leeuwenhoek. His name may be familiar as he was one of the fathers of microbiology. He made vast improvements to the microscope in order to observe microbes. As the story goes, some of the first things he looked at under the microscope were the bacteria that live on your teeth. He took scrapings from his teeth and looked at them under a microscope and saw that there were things there that appeared to be moving, that were alive. We now know that those were bacteria. When I looked at this picture initially, I thought that the instrument was the thing that he scraped his teeth with. I didn't dream that it was the actual microscope because it doesn't look like a microscope, at least one that we would think of today. He also took samples of plants. He drew pictures of them, gathered information, had that printed and sent to other people in order to share that information. This was key in terms of teaching and sharing scientific ideas. Typically in science, one person does not discover something out of the blue. It's usually pieces that are put together by many people over a long period of time. So this was an important discovery that was foundational for the field of microbiology. During this time, we know that medications were being developed and used as the field of pharmaceuticals became more respected and established. Not only pharmacists, but scientists to investigate and develop the drugs. Pharmaceutical companies will form to test trials of the drugs and to market and sell the medication. Countless careers are born out of this industry. At the same time, other advances were being made in surgery. There was a French surgeon who was innovative at this time. He figured out a way to use ligatures to stop bleeding, or at least to slow it down, during a surgical procedure to minimize patient blood loss, thereby improving patient mortality greatly. These advances, as simple as they seem now, were huge at the time and made big differences in that field. So now here's a surgical tool that can be used and another career development area, medical device sales, as well as all of those involved in the surgery, such as nurse techs, nurse assistants, technologists, and surgeons. Remember, there are a lot of careers that are being developed as these advances occur, and people also start to live a little bit longer.